Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. The opening prayer speaks of the saint for today, Saint Rose of Lima, and it reads, O God, you set Saint Rose of Lima on fire with your love, so that secluded from the world in the austerity of a life of penance, she might give herself to you alone. Grant, we pray, that through her intercession we may tread the paths of life on earth and drink at the stream of your delights in heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. All the saints, brothers and sisters, all of them, are supposed to be signs to us. Now, there are saints that we can identify with more closely than others, but it's important to have some of the saints in our lives, both to imitate their lives or to simply to learn from their lives, to learn what to do and what not to. But also, my experience is that I read the lives of the saints a lot, and I read them because they expand my vision, and they help me to see that we are capable of much more than we think we are. We're capable of greater faith, greater hope, greater love. We may feel battered and beaten down by the circumstances of life, but we actually can grow in faith because we're united. If we've repented of our sin, we're united with the God of the universe. This is not just my natural life. I live because of Christ. I live because of what God won for me through his Son Jesus on the cross. That's how I live. I live by faith, Paul says. I live by faith in the Son of God. And it's true. It's living. It's a reality. It's not an idea. It's not a figment of our imagination. It's not a religious fairy tale. It's the truth. I live because of Christ. And the saints help us to see all the different ways that can be lived out. I've said to you before, and I'll say it again, please get the lives of the saints. Look through the libraries, see, or book good bookstores. Look at the lives of different saints and start with ones that appeal to you. It's a good place to start. Look for ones whose lives are perhaps similar than yours, similar to yours, even if it's, you know, a different century. We're all human beings. We all have the same strengths. We have weaknesses. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of God's glory. But look at their lives and see what you can imitate from them or what you get inspired by that gives you the encouragement to go on. Read the lives of the saints. Today we read from the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, and then 14 to 17. We ask you, brothers and sisters, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your mind suddenly or be alarmed either by a spirit or by an oral statement or by a letter allegedly coming from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no one deceive you in any way. Brothers and sisters, there's so much in our world today, so much startling news and so many ways of receiving it. And it's very easy. As this happens, that happens, some of them calamitous, many of them these days calamitous, the death of so many people. Some of them are very, very unusual, but we get excited by all these things. Some people say the world is going to end tomorrow. We don't know that. We know not the day nor the hour, but it is true that we are called to live our lives in such a way that whenever Christ comes, we will be ready. So what we don't want to do is get tied up in excitement. Oh, did you hear? Did you hear? Oh, this is terrible. Oh, this means this. Don't get caught up in that. Pay attention to what the Lord teaches you. Live your life in truth. Live your life righteously. Repent when you fail. Ask the Holy Spirit to draw you closer and closer in union with God. And then humanly, read the lives of the saints. Read the lives of those who have gone before you, so that no matter what happens in the outside world, and it's important to know it so you can pray for all these people and for ourselves who are many times affected by it. Yes, know the circumstances that are going on, but don't get caught up in some kind of drama or paranoia or excitement. Oh my goodness, did you hear? This must mean, you know, the world is coming to an end. We do not know the day nor the hour. We're called to be always ready. But when we have times of upheaval, like we're having now, during those kinds of times, it's important that we do pray more. We don't ignore it. And we don't say, oh, well, that doesn't bother me or that doesn't pertain to me. I have my life to live right here. No. Pay heed to what's going on in the world so that we can pray for them and ask God to supply what they need and ask God to supply what we need. That's where you should put your energy and your time. So we read here in this first reading of Paul to the Thessalonians, don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone distract you. Don't let anyone pull you away to put your attention and your energy on things other than what they should be on. I get up each morning. I seek to follow the Lord. I seek to do His will. Whatever my state in life in, as I seek to follow my responsibilities. In my work, I seek to act justly. I live as a Christian. That's where my time and attention and energy should go. That's the best preparation for anything that will come. Paul tells us in this second letter to the Thessalonians, therefore, brothers and sisters, stand firm. Hold fast to the traditions you were taught, either by an oral statement or by a letter of ours. And may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting encouragement and good hope through His grace, encourage your hearts and strengthen them in every good deed and word. Paul's got it right here, brothers and sisters. In his letter to the Thessalonians, it applies to us now, 20-some centuries later, as it did then, because the human condition is the human condition. Even if the external circumstances are different, how we react, how we respond is the same in human beings. We have the same struggles, the same challenges to face. And so he says, encourage our hearts and strengthen us in every good deed and word. That's what we want. That should be our prayer today in our own lives. The Lord comes to judge the earth. Yes, He will come. He will come in that final judgment, and He will judge the earth. And He will judge each of us when we die. We want to live our lives in such a way, not that we live in fear, but that we live in confidence of His help, of His grace, of His love, that we might be more and more conformed to Him. And the gospel is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, and verses 23 to 26. This is a continuation of Christ speaking to the Pharisees, to the hypocrites. Are you a hypocrite? Are you doing one thing and saying another? Are you indicating that you're doing something for this reason and when in reality you're doing it for something very selfish? Don't be a hypocrite. Think, speak, act as a disciple of Jesus Christ, as a son or daughter of God, seeking to follow Him as closely as you can and extending His life in you to all those you serve. That's your call. You can do it in mundane and hidden ways. Sometimes they're very public, but most often they're hidden. But God, who sees everything, sees you. Don't be a hypocrite. It's useless, and it can be fatal. Jesus said, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law. You observe all these little tiny rules and regulations you've set up so that other people will think you're very holy, but you've neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. In other words, keep the small regulations if they're legitimate, if they come from the church. Keep the small regulations, absolutely. But don't forget the weightier part of the law. Do you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength for His glory and for His honor? Or are you doing it for your own self-exaltation? Blind guides, you strain out the gnat and you swallow the camel. In other words, you're very, very concerned about how much of this seed and how much of that seed is being given to God and how much is being given here and being given there. But you aren't loving Him with your life. You aren't loving Him in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions. You set up all these little laws and you pay more attention to them than you do to what you should. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup. That's you. Cleanse your motive, purify your motive, so that the outside may also be clean. Brothers and sisters, these words are strong, but they're there for a reason. Jesus sees us spending so much time, attention, energy, money on making us look good to other people. How much time, attention, energy do we spend on before the face of God asking Him to make us pure and holy and righteous in His sight? Showing Him the very depths of our heart. Showing Him our mixed motivation. How much of that do we do? That's where our time should go. Daily examination, a brief one on one area every day. Am I doing the right things, first of all? But sometimes, even more importantly, am I doing them for the right reason? Jesus looks at your heart. He knows the depth of your heart. He knows it personally. Sometimes he knows us better than we do ourselves, because we're great at trying to fool ourselves. Brothers and sisters, have the courage to take a good, hard look at your life. How hypocritical are you? How proud are you? Take a look at it. Ask God for the mercy, His mercy. Ask Him for grace to change. Begin with one thing, and God will give you tremendous grace. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.